Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I'd like to focus on a number of very important and interesting group shows. The Cape Gallery Summer Salon is something that happens traditionally with the emphasis on painting, watercolors, graphics, sculptures, and ceramics. And I love the fact that some of the pictures actually focus on places you'd want to be at this time of the year, like St. James, painting by Lambert Credeman, and Cork Bay, one by Tyra Napolis. But generally, I love going to the Cape Gallery because it's filled with not only the exhibition, but a wonderful collection of varied artworks of a lot of artists in and around Cape Town and elsewhere. It's South African art and some of the collection of Gail, who is the owner of the gallery. So the Cape Gallery Summer Salon, lots to see in their group exhibition. Then across the way at the AVA Gallery, there's a group show called Fabric Society. It's curated by Nani Ntoncini, and that's in the main gallery. And it invites viewers to explore the intricate connections that define our communities through a diverse array of artistic expressions. It really has got a wonderful selection of work, which is also very textured in many ways, very varied, from fabric sculptures through to artworks. And you'll be quite surprised at how some of those paintings, and that maybe they're not paintings or installations, because they're often fabric-based. And the exhibition reflects on themes of social cohesion, identity, cultural heritage. So you've really got something textured and interesting to have a look at. And at AVA, there's also a group of three solo shows. So maybe I'll add that in as well. Three solo shows making up another sort of separate group of individual works by, I found, an interesting range of artists. Then there's the Uncurated Group Exhibition 2024 at Art B in Belleville. It's what they call a showcase of the work of over 40 artists. It's very festive season based, so it's a nice opportunity to go out there to look for Christmas gifts, gifts generally for the festive season. And Art B claims this is more than an exhibition, it's an experience. Certainly a destination for fresh perspectives and bold expressions and connections that matter. Then at Clementina Ceramics, there's Earth and Thread, which is a wonderful collaboration between two artists, a ceramic artist and a textile designer, and it explores the intertwined relationship between earth and fabric, bringing together clay and thread in innovative ways. Surprise, surprise, the one artist is Clementina van der Walt, who captures that raw elemental quality of clay, and the other is the textile artist Ida Walt, who uses woven and dyed materials to evoke the organic, tactile feel of soil and flora. I also was fascinated by one viewer who came along and was creating her own little curated show of taking a piece of fabric and then picking out certain pieces of Clementina's work, the very patterned plates, and then finding very simple works of Clementina's in the right colors that put it all together beautifully. So it's certainly something to go out and have a look-see as well. So, as I was saying, lots of interesting things happening, particularly over the festive season, where people want to exhibit a range of work, which is interesting and exciting. So do go along to some of the shows I've mentioned, but pick up your copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map to find your way around the galleries, museums of Cape Town, and you'll find plenty of group activities or group shows and lots of events that you'd want to visit.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.